So thank you for all the copyright infringement that prevented us from actually using the real theme.
Oh, how else does it go? Come on.
I could do it, but I'm not.
Please.
Nobody
do
wants
just
me
a,
to do
just
that.
Just a smidge. Mm-mm. Just a little.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And I'm
I don't have to do it.
Like the hand motions, like here's like the tower spinning.
I'm the guy that's turning the wheel where all the things build up on their own.
So we're pretty excited. We are some GOT fans.
Oh, no doubt.
And we're talking about, this is the grand finale. This is the final
swan song.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
It's kind of sad, but it's kind of exciting at the same time. I think you even likened this series and how iconic it is to like The Sopranos. I'll never forget The Sopranos finale because it just poop. And you're like, what happened?
Huh? What?
Yeah. Like, I remember being at someone's house and like, who touched the remote? Because you thought
you
TV
thought
got cut.
You thought something
off.
Was wrong.
You're like,
exactly.
Here comes Journey. And then poop. Spoiler
alert.
Prepare
to be trolled. Prepare to be trolled because that's what's going to happen.
You think so?
I don't know. We'll talk about them. Hmm. Let's see.
All right. Let me go to the.
You're going to pull up the
technical difficulties.
Computing noises. 56K modem sound.
Oh, my gosh.
We're so prepared for this.
All right. Game of Thrones endings. So we've seen some of these before.
We've talking about them almost all week.
I know. It's been kind of obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
But we got, what is it? It starts here soon. So we're gearing up for it. Of course, you know, what's going on with the Starks? We've had some developments. Yep. The Targaryens, what's going on there?
Yes. Where are the chips going to fall?
And this weird aunt nephew thing going on.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And you're like, no.
Right. that awkward moment.
When it was like, I'm excited, but I'm not excited. I'm creeped out by this moment. Let's see. So, before we get into this, what do you think is going to go down? I'm kind of curious to what your prediction is.
What Josh's prediction is?
Yes.
You're
the only one in here.
Well, you posed that like it could have been to anybody listening and what they thought.
Well, I mean,
we do want to know what they think.
Definitely tell us what you think. But in regards to someone that I can talk to and get an immediate answer out of right now.
Oh.
Well, what do you think?
I guess that's me.
That is you, yeah.
I think this will be another glorious way of the populace being trolled again. I think we're going to get a Sopranos troll ending. It's going to be vicious because in all truth, George R.R. Martin has not even finished the book series.
Really?
No, he's not finished. He's not even close. He's still two books away. But what he has done is he has given the HBO execs the finale, the way it's supposed to finish, and he's going to let them build the chaos up to the finish. He hadn't finished writing the books. He's told them where he wants it to finish.
We all know that he is no stranger to A, killing off characters we love, and B, killing them off or having such a traumatic experience for the watcher, the viewer, the reader, if you will. The Red Wedding, can we not forget about that? Because
it's the best.
I mean, I've known people that have like, it'd be a horrible way to like, I'm just having a good time at this wedding. And
right. Been to weddings that felt like that.
Yeah. If we could just have, what is it, the Princes of Caspian start playing? Yeah. That'd be great. so he can, I mean, and then Ned Stark. It all starts with Ned Stark because you're like, okay, cool. We have Boromir from The Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
He's here back in the, that was such a nerd reference. Like, I straight up was
totally
like,
totally got
boop,
it.
Boop.
The moment Sean Bean walked in, I went,
yes. He's going to go hang out with some Bilbo Baggins and everything, but Frodo, actually. So, it was like really cool to see him and how he was helping out, you know, King Robert and the Baratheons and just being that sounding board. But then you kind of get the whole, okay, what's going on?
Writing
He's going to die. Cersei's got her hand mixed in here. And then King Joffrey.
She's got her hand everywhere.
Oh, she
there
does.
There are so many cookie jars. I don't know how she stays that
Well, thin. And that's one of the theories, too. Because, I mean, you know, we'll get into that. But, you know, you just kind of see how that first whole season, the first couple of episodes in, I'm like, all right, we'll see where this goes. And then you just find yourself, like, obsessing about it.
No
and then,
more climbing.
Oh, no more climbing. Poor Bronn. Poor Bronn.
Are we sure it's going to be poor Bronn?
I don't know.
See?
At the end, he
see?
Could, It's okay, all so up let's in go. Air. Let's go ahead and dive into this. Let's just go ahead. So you think that we're going to get trolled, as you say?
I think it's going to be complete anarchy. Probably I think it's going to be somebody out of left field. I mean, from the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Even it might even be somebody we've never even met before, because right. I think that's what these people are capable of.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Part of me wants it to have the fairy tale ending. I don't know if that's because I'm a female, if that's because, like,
no
Disney.
Judgment.
You know, Disney has always set those right. expectations. But
see, I think he's prepared to destroy that building.
Block. Right. Again, it could be like, oh, it's almost there. That's gonna how it's going to win. And then, boom. Yeah.
You're waiting
sucker
for
punch
the rogue
to the
dagger.
Gut.
That's
yeah.
right.
Oh, my
There's
gosh.
There's going to be a dagger from somewhere.
Well, like when he, you know, tried to kill off Jon Snow, you're like, whoa. You know, when everyone's
record,
stabbing him.
Am I the only one who cheered when that happened?
Mm.
Oh, absolutely. I
really?
Have no use for that guy.
You don't
There's
like
a reason
Snow?
He knows nothing, and it shows. It shows. He's the most clueless moron on the show.
I love how he, like, rose from being, you know, the guy, the outcast of the family. Here we are. Yeah, I know. You gotta root for the underdog. He's the underdog.
That's,
Danny's the underdog. She was the underdog because here she is, you know, being sent off for marriage.
That's where your fairy tale ending comes from. You want
Danny.
The underdog story.
Yeah.
You want
the girl
that
was going to be
yep.
given away for marriage. Her brother had these dreams of being, you know, in charge, and he was going to get, you know, all of these, you know,
got his crown
warriors and everything. Well, yeah, he did. you have the whole Khal Drogo thing and how they developed a relationship. And you're like, oh, and then, oh, he does. And this witch doesn't help him. And you're like, oh, fantastic. So, and then you just see her emerge into this, like, really powerful leader
Bitter.
Who's.
She bitter.
Well, she bitter, but she's a powerful leader, and she does have some sympathy when it comes to people that have been, you know, imprisoned and enslaved, because, I
yes,
mean, all
yes.
of the Unsullies and everything,
mm-hmm.
she's the reason that they have freedom, and she's like, you know, use that as a, if you want to follow me, come follow me.
Right. No, I understand.
I mean,
I
she's
get
built
that
up quite of an
logic.
Army. And then the dragons. Let's not forget the dragons. I mean
that's
on.
What the whole story is based around.
The dragons.
I mean, everything was leading up to that point.
The dragons, yeah. The dragons. So... All right.
So we found some theories, and we're going to give our opinions on those theories. We're not going to cover all of them. We're just going to hit some of the high points. Some of them are a little wonky and a little out there, even for me, who expects it to come way out of left field. But we've got some role players that I think when we read through some of these were
absolutely.
Spot on with a really solid possibility. Now, the first one, and probably the most obvious, and the ones that the fans want most, which is why I am so far from this being an actual possibility,
yeah, you're wanting it to
is
be.
The fairy tale ending you're talking about.
Yeah,
they
Daenerys
rule together as
and
family.
And Jon Snow, yeah, as this weird, like,
right.
we're cousins,
now,
uncles,
granted,
aunts, and husbands.
This whole series has been all
It's been
about
rampant with
that.
That. It's been
it's
rampant.
It's been all I mean, in the family in a whole different format.
Yeah, yeah, woo, woo, woo. But then again, you and I were talking about yesterday that we remember with the Targaryens, it was said that they were like inbred because they were pure blood, and you had a pretty cool little like you're thinking, what if Dany's really kind of like quasi dragon, and that's
right.
why her child didn't make it with Khal Drogo, and
right because it was outside of the pure blood,
right? Line. And so if these guys pure blood, you know, we know what happened at the end of last season when we're all like, oh my no, don't do it, could be a baby.
Right.
Could be a baby, and it could
now,
be.
Technically, that's a left field answer. If there is a kid, there is a left field answer.
Well, yeah, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
RKO.
That is correct. That's correct.
So that could be a theory, and I think that is a popular fan theory that
yes.
the baby, you know, if we zoom through time or whatever, fast forward. I mean, because series are known to do that, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, 5 years later, whatever.
Yep.
The baby ends up ruling. One of these theories here is Jon Snow will kill Dany. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't think he's got the guts to do it. He hasn't had the guts to kill anybody this entire time. He has been nothing but a whipping boy the entire time. What? He's not going to grow up here now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it at all.
So fans have been predicting Jon Snow is the prince who was promised a reincarnation of the legendary hero Azor Ahai. But those predictions have overlooked a central piece of that legend, which spells doom for Daenerys. He actually puts his flaming sword into his wife. So, okay.
Again,
I don't
now
see
some of these
that.
Are going to be based on
that.
The books. Some
yeah.
of these do have some book ties.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So just keep that in mind. There are books, if you're not familiar with those. That, and again, they've said from the beginning, the shows have veered very much away from the books. So you know, take all of this with a grain of salt. I'm looking forward to all 7 episodes at 90 minutes apiece.
Oh, a little extra there. We're going to like coming in here on Mondays like.
I hope we have the opportunity to do that. That's going to be amazing.
So the Lannisters, another theory, their repaid debt will be their downfall. Because, you know, that's the whole, a Lannister always repay their debt.
That's correct.
And so this goes along with the theory that the Iron Bank is not going to be in their back pocket anymore. So as we all know, in real life, you owe, folks come knocking, and you're like,
right.
I have nothing to give, pum-pum-pum-pum.
Yeah, so the Iron Banks could really take control of the kingdom.
Yeah, and that would really just
left field.
Yeah, that's kind
of. We have only seen scenes from the Iron Bank like twice in the entire series.
All right, Euron Greyjoy is the father of Cersei's child. That's the crazy uncle that we got.
That's
last season, right?
From the Greyjoy family, the Iron Islands, they kind of had
crazy
he's the
guy.
Pirate lord. He fought with his cousin or niece and nephew, and that just didn't really work out. They've kind of gone on the run.
Yeah.
I think that's a viable option.
He went and met Cersei, and he flirted with her and made advances.
Right. But I just don't think it's in her character. I think she loves her brother too much for that to be.
Too much. Too much.
No kid gloves.
Daenerys will die beyond the wall. I think a lot of people are thinking that.
I don't know. I feel like that's a viable option, but I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of this season that takes place beyond the wall. I think it's been working up all the previous seasons to it rolling downhill, not up. They made their venture over the wall. It didn't work out well. Leave it to you to figure that out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I don't think that's plausible. Why would she go back? She just reached the point she's at. She's just getting ready to move into the King's Landing side of things with that kind of dangerous partnership. I think that's a bad idea. I don't see it happening because I feel like there's going to be more focus in King's Landing and the winter's approach there as opposed to
let's go back in here to the abyss and
with,
see how
and
it's
no
going.
Reason to go back there.
Yeah.
With all
of
the
things. Because they're marching forward anyway.
Right.
They're coming to take things over.
And
and
the Night King is leading the march. This isn't a guy who's going to field general from, you know, up on a cliff and then kind of make those calls. That's not this guy's play.
Yeah.
He is in it. He's on the battlefield. He's ready to go. I think he's ready to meet it head on.
Yeah. Another one. I like this one. That Arya will kill Cersei wearing Jaime's face.
Now.
That would be good.
I know she's been kind of affiliated but not fully trained by the Many Face God. So I love the concept. Really a great concept. As her brother is a bit of a stretch because the face has to come from somewhere, which means at some point she would have to kill Jaime.
And Jaime's pretty
awesome.
He's
he's pretty good swordsman. Sneaking up on him's not easy.
Anyway, so yeah.
I have a different thought on Jaime's role. And
Cersei. Yeah, that was a part of the prediction that she heard when she was younger.
Right.
That a little brother was going to kill her. So all this time,
she's been blaming
horrible.
Tyrion.
Yeah, but Jaime, they're twins.
Right.
But he's younger than her.
By several minutes, yes.
Yeah, so.
I like that theory. I think that will come to pass at some point because he's going to have to choose between the two of them.
He's getting fed up. You can tell he is.
I think he's going to have to choose between Cersei and Tyrion. I don't think he's going to be able to do it in a single shot. I think there's going to come that moment where it's going to go, who's always been there for you and who's just used you? I'm waiting for that moment. I feel like that'll come.
But she's also a child, so that can come to play. Is it his?
Right.
Is it not his?
I'm wondering if the moment, if it's not his, that's where it all goes haywire. I don't think Arya takes Cersei out.
Yeah.
I think Jaime would do it. But again, with Arya, she has had that list of people. Remember, she's been counting off that list of people slowly but surely, and Cersei's been on it. So I think something's going to have to give there, one way or the other. I think something's going to give.
Okay, this one's cool. Viserion will come back to life.
Who is that?
Viserion, that's the name of the dragon.
Oh, the okay.
The Night King has, like, because, you know, the dragon died. And then the Night King, they go into ice or whatever, and he turns it. So that's his. But somebody's saying that Viserion is going to somehow come back to life and will remember Dany. And then that kind of brings it all. Okay, so someone said the red woman will bring it back. I don't know. That's a lot. That's a stretch.
No. I think that's way out of line.
Thinking. Yeah.
This is my theory.
Was it Gendry?
I like this one. It's Gendry.
Gendry. Okay. Gendry is the legitimate child of Cersei and Robert Baratheon.
No, he's not a legitimate child of the two of them, but technically he is the son of Robert Baratheon. He and Stannis were the only two that laid any claim to the Baratheon throne.
Mm-hmm.
He is a legitimate son of Robert, not Cersei. Cersei's not involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember him being a blacksmith. Then he was absconded away. Then he came back. You saw him for a little bit, and he disappeared. That's my left field pick, as I think when all this is said and done,
he's coming back to claim the throne.
And the guy that's been kind of chasing and watching over him and keeping up with him is Ser Davos, who has been a part of Baratheon's group. And I think to that kind of end game, that's where my pick is. When it all comes down,
that's your wild card.
I think he shows up in game. There he is. That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
That's my guy.
That's your guy.
That's one of my two, but he's probably my leading factor.
I think that's got a big possibility. The one that I liked is that, let's see if I can find it on this article. There's so many out there.
I mean, I know.
You just Google it.
This is the best part about
this. How is like Game of Thrones going to end? I mean, everybody's got their own kind of thing. I can't find it, but we remember what it is. Bronn, we were talking about like how he was the Night King.
Yep.
And so you
Brandon
and I even,
Stark.
Yeah. So we even looked at pictures side by side.
There are some very similar facial features.
Yeah, the nose looked very similar, the just shape of the face, and it's like you can find an actor that has the same kind of vibe with that one.
But in today's world, you CGI your way to it if you really needed to.
But what was it? You were thinking like he warged himself into the Night King.
You saw him do that with Hodor earlier in the series, and
that was a huge turning moment.
Fans were just beside themselves.
It explained
a lot.
It just really did.
But those are the things that when you talk about Bran and what he's gotten into and being kind of the next coming of the Three-Eyed Raven, and you'll remember in one of the visions, if you've watched closely, the Night King touched him. And I wonder if that's where his image came from. They're kind of one together.
Mm-hmm.
And my other thought is, we talked about Gendry showing back up, taking over the throne, but in order to bring the war to a close, I think it comes down to Brandon and the Night King knowing their connection and Brandon taking him out and giving himself up for the other pairing as Gendry moves to the front. And I think Jon Snow becomes Hand of the King. He, as the son of Ned Stark, follows in the hands of the son of Robert Baratheon. And by that way,
so we have
all the way back to the beginning. It's just like it's
generational kind
That's
of
right.
start.
But that way, he's been his only friend from the jump. It would register. You would get that kind of that family pairing.
Then you
the
get
Starks
like justice
have
for each
after.
Person.
Exactly.
They
you
went
get
through
the
like
full
torment
justice.
And everything, and then you have like, all right, you.
So I'm not saying it ends poorly for Snow.
Yeah.
I assume.
So what do you think Dany's going to be in all this? Die.
I think she doesn't make it.
Some people are thinking if she is with child, she's going to die in childbirth.
That has crossed my mind. I like that concept. It makes good sense, but it still won't allow her to lay claim to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to happen. I feel like it will be, people starting to lay claim and this and that and the other. And then that's when Gendry comes forward. When everything is, I don't want to say about to pop off again, but it's kind of, I think there will be that ushering back and forth. Everybody's rooting for this. I support this person. I support this one, this one. And there's three or four people standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, it comes out with John steps back and he that massive tie, if you follow that thought process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All I know is there's going to be some fighting.
Oh, yes. And there will be people that you will never see again.
Oh, never again. So you might want to binge watch. I think you and I are like, we need to binge watch.
I started the other night.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm already going back through.
Just like.
Making sure I didn't miss anything.
Right.
That way, when we get to the new season in a couple of weeks, I'm taking notes. We're doing the morning after. We're going to try to get it up as quickly as we can,
Right.
Schedules being what they are. But we want to try to get them up within a day or two of the episode. Yeah, that way you've got our reaction to go through. We haven't really done any of those where there's been a series that's so powerful that we follow and do reactions. So be prepared. There are going to be spoilers when it comes to that. We're going to give you the disclaimer up front. We'll do it every week and it'll be all in there. But do not come to the podcast the morning after if you haven't watched, because that's what's going to happen. Yeah. We're going to go over everything.
Yep.
What do you see? What's going to happen?
Watch me be a loser and fall asleep and be like, I didn't watch it last night. I'm sorry.
You better watch it before you come into work when you wake up. Watch it on a treadmill or whatever.
Watch it on the ride in here.
That's right. Like, don't text and drive. Just watch.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, we're pretty excited about it because, again, what, seven? Only seven? But they're
seven
like an
total
hour and a half.
Episodes, but an hour and a half each. So we're getting seven movies. I mean, think about it. There are movies that are 90 minutes long.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to get seven movies in 7 weeks.
Continuous action.
That's why it's taken a year. Seven movies in 7 weeks.
It's
that is amazing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. I'm
sorry. Maybe we'll come up with something different.
Yeah.
By then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, guys.
What do you think?
Let us know. Are you a big fan of this series? And if there's something else out there that we need to watch, let us know, too.